You mentioned in your book that there was a chance and actually some evidence that that he actually wanted to put his son, now President Obama, up for adoption. What can you tell us about that?
What I found is that in his immigration document, there is a memo in which Obama Sr. tells the foreign student advisor at the University of Hawaii, where he was enrolled, that his wife, Ann Dunham, was making arrangements with the Salvation Army to put their baby up for adoption. The baby was unborn at the time. Did they actually do that? It's unclear. Ann Dunham had every reason to do it. She was 18 years old. She was having a mixed-race baby at a time that intermarriage was very rare. On the other hand, it didn't seem to be the kind of thing she would do. She took her responsibility seriously. Obama Sr. had every reason to put the baby up for adoption. At the time, he was renewing his visa or hoping to. If immigration officials saw him as a polygamist with a mixed-race baby, that might not have been the best profile to put forward.
Mm-hmm. Yet family members have said that they don't believe there was ever any evidence or any thoughts about putting Barack Obama up for adoption. But do you believe that they were actually considering it, given the evidence that you've seen?
I think it's more likely that Obama Sr. Told them that to make them think that the baby was going to vanish. It gave a cleaner profile for him to immigration officials. The only thing I do wonder about is that he said the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army did have a maternity home in Honolulu. It's interesting to me that he mentioned that. Maybe they talked about it, didn't go ahead with it. I don't think they made arrangements mm-hmm. to actually do it, though.